The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, is with me for Boxed. What have you chosen, John?
Yes, number one in the Netflix charts at the moment, His and Hers. Not to be confused with a great Irish documentary by Ken Wardrop from about 10 years ago. This is very different. This is a great thriller. Brilliant January viewing. The His and Hers is interesting because we have a he and a her, as the name would imply. John Bernthal, brilliant all-American kind of actor. People would know him from The Punisher. He was in briefly in The Bear. He's just a great kind of all-American kind of guy with the hassles of the world.
Now, we're in a small town in America.
Zilonga. I should have checked if that actually exists or not. I should have really checked.
I hardly think so.
No, because probably not. It's near Atlanta, though, but it's rural. And he's an inspector detective or a sheriff of some kind in the local PD.
Now, he has a past because he was in Atlanta being a big time cop.
Yeah.
And now he's in the backwoods again.
Exactly. And we're not sure why. And a body shows up in pretty horrific circumstances. Then the her is this news reporter who's been off the scene for a while, but she's back, played brilliantly by Tessa Thompson, who people would know from Creed and movies like that. Brilliant actress. So we have the two of these people with different interests in the case, one from a media point of view and one from a crime point of view, or so it would seem.
Okay, now, the backstory to her is that she was the main news anchor on one of the Atlanta stations. She was the queen bee, as it were.
Yeah.
She takes time out for whatever reason.
Yes.
And she is supplanted by this blonde bombshell.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
And she wants to get her chair back.
She very much so does. And it turns out that the main cameraman for both, clearly there's only one cameraman in this TV station, is Lexi's husband. Now, that's not a spoiler. And yet she thinks maybe he'll be my cameraman. So she sees this murder that's happened as possibly a way to restake her claim to be good in Atlanta. Why don't I give you a little flavor? This is the kind of initial setup of the show.
This morning, Lumpkin County Sheriff's Office got a report, an anonymous call about a body being found in the National Forest in Dahlonega. Some deputies came out. And they did find a body, female, 30s, Caucasian. She hasn't been formally identified. And once she has and we notify the next of kin, then we'll go ahead and we'll release that name. But right now, we can't give you any more than that. That's all we got. Thank you very much
for
being
here. Come on,
detective. No, I need you.
Why the large police presence if it's not a murder?
Can you tell us how many sheriffs?
No cause of death's been determined at this time. Again, when we have something, we'll share it with y'all. Now, look, we have a job to do. You need to respect that. We're going to go ahead and respect that you have a job to do as well. I need you to move back to that other perimeter. Thank you. That's all we got.
That's all we have.
Is there a suspect?
Can you tell us about the
suspect?
Is it a man?
Detective Harper, is it true you knew her?
And that's a key. Is it true you knew her, shouts our intrepid news anchor.
Yeah. We can't say if she did or not, but someone's asking the question.
Hmm. Now, Dahlonega, I'm told by one of my texters, is a real place. It's located at the north end of the Georgia Highway 400. It's a freeway which connects Dahlonega to Atlanta.
Is that not what I said?
I'm just wondering how the mayor would feel about his portrayal.
Well, I mean, I imagine a lot of people would possibly go and visit Dahlonega. It looks kind of beautiful, despite dead bodies showing up, it has to be said. This is spoiler ridden, so I do want to tread very, very carefully.
Let's just talk about other characters that feature in this, because our cop has a sister.
Yeah, Jack has a sister who he's living with, and there is a child in the house. He's her uncle, and that's not a spoiler to say, and he clearly adores her. The sister and him have a fraught enough kind of relationship.
And she has a fondness for the sauce, it has to be said.
Indeed she does. She says it's better than Ambien, though, which I thought was a good line, you know, and he says, how much vodka did you have last night? And they were all, how can I say this without spoilers? Her sister was in school with lots of people who become very important in this. Hmm. Tessa's character then, Anna, has a mother who she's going back to see now that she's in essence kind of living in Dahlonega. And her mother appears to be in the stages of early onset Alzheimer's.
I mean, she's still able to kind of mind herself a bit, but there are signs.
There are absolutely signs. And there are also signs that their relationship could have been fractious in the past. There is not a healthy relationship in this at all. I'm very careful not to pull any threads because what I did really like about this, you may think at times that it stretches credulity once or twice, but there are brilliant twists in it. There really are. And ones that I didn't see coming. And I've checked online and I saw people going, oh, I knew that was going to happen. I really didn't think
I didn't. I watched the whole lot and I was ambushed at the end by the resolution.
Yeah, but also along the way, like there's a massive thing that's revealed early on that I'm not going near, but that's a big thing as well. And then in episode two, something very dramatic happens as well. Why don't I give you another little flavour of this? Because Tessa's character and then bizarrely gets the TV crew down and decides she's going to have a town hall meeting in the aforementioned DeLonga, and she's got all this filmed, and as I say, she has a town hall meeting and takes charge, but things do not go well.
I have learned two things about people who kill. One is that the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior, and two, killer usually knows their victim. Which means one of us in here, maybe many of us, might know who the killer is.
Oh, Delonica's a small place.
And you see, she sells the mayor a pup. She says to him, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll have a town hall. I'll just have my camera there in the corner. And then suddenly the mayor is standing there.
Yeah,
thinking,
but it's interesting that Delonica, the point is, it's an upmarket kind of place where people vacation, cabins on the lake and all that kind of thing. And she's saying, you know, if you don't nip this in the bud, you'll have all the kind of true crime addicts coming up in their trailers.
Yes, exactly.
And staying in DeLonga and ruining the place.
And you would imagine, as you mentioned, DeLonga possibly might be now overcrowded with people coming to see it, because it is a big thing, this dark tourism where people go to see stuff.
So now the TV thing is going to have exactly the same effect.
The effect they were trying not to have in the TV show. Yeah.
One of the listeners says, I watched two or three episodes of His and Hers and I still don't know what was going on, so I gave up. Have I a modern attention span or is it all just hype?
No, I think that I thought this was very easy to follow and I thought they signposted stuff very well. So I didn't think it's complicated, but yet very
sometimes
easy to follow.
Unless you actually concentrate, there are a number of mean girls, shall we say, from the school, and you can kind of get their names mixed up until it becomes clearer the more you watch.
Yes, it becomes blindingly obvious, though, who the mean girls was as it goes on, you know.
Okay, screen time this week.
Yeah, I'm delighted to say that tomorrow I'm going off to meet the great John Bishop. And you might ask, why is he on a movie show? There's a movie out now kind of about his life where Will Arnett plays him, except in America. You've interviewed him many times.
I
haven't
either. I like
where
John very much.
He went to this comedy show by chance and then his whole life changed. They've made a movie called Is This Thing On? All About It. So I'm talking to John Bishop about that. The Oscars will be out later today. We'll find out how the Irish did, so there'll be lots of that.
Very good. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much.
Thank
and that's
you.
All we have time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen back to on the Go Loud app. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.